Good morning, good morning. Excuse me. Pardon me. This is Dre Murray. This is the Dre Murray Podcast. This is where I share my thoughts, my experiences, in an effort. My hope is that it will help you to avoid some of the potholes, the roadkill, the lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my. That are sitting in the road waiting to devour you. Seriously, I really hope that something that has been said or will be said during this podcast, during this monologue, this talk that I do, my prayer is that it will help you get to your goals, faster, or maybe just help you along on your journey and give you the tools needed. One of the things that I thought about this weekend is that I want to start. I really want to focus on giving people tools, practical things that can be used to improve their lives, period. But, you know, specifically their pursuits creatively or business-wise, what have you. I really want to give tools instead of, you know, people talk about dropping jewels. And you know, one of the thoughts I had was that jewels, as precious as some of the jewels are, you know, they have a particular value based on what the market is doing at any given time. And, you know, throughout history, that goes up and goes down. But a hammer is still going to bang a nail, right? You can open up any toolbox. It could be a rusty, dirty, old hammer. You put a nail in the wall, that hammer is still going to drive that nail in to where you need it to be, because it's a tool. It has a specific function. It's not worried about what somebody says its value is. It is a tool to be used. And so I want to give tools this year and going forward in my life. I want to receive tools when I'm searching for information, when I'm seeking out, wisdom from whether it be mentors that I see in person or whether it be individuals that I listen to online or books that I read. I want to receive tools. Jewels can only take me so far. Jewels are great sayings that people say. There are many, many people online that are quote unquote dropping jewels that aren't even, you know, buying the stuff that they're selling. They're not even using the product that they're trying to sell you or the words that they're trying to sell you. They're not putting them into action because they can't really grab hold of those things. Because they're just jewels. They're great. They're great sayings. They're wise sayings. And so I want to give things that are tools, something that you can actually take and implement in the same day. That's where I'm at with it. So today, speaking to tools, one of the things I posted about on my story on IG and Facebook, follow me at Dre Murray 22. I posted this morning about how social media, while it does have some value when it comes to business and when it comes to getting things done, it can be used for good things, right? It can be used to spread the word about something that needs to be heard. It can be used to market and promote certain events or certain products that someone has to create awareness. But the majority of people in this world, the vast majority of people in this world, 95, closer to 100% of the time, when you look at the bigger picture, their time on social media is being used either to interact with, you know, friends that they may know in person that they could probably have a conversation with on the phone, or people that they just met online, they're interacting with them, whether it be about a particular sporting event, about, you know, in and around a news topic, whatever the case may be, they're interacting online with those people, which is, you know, fine. It's just another form of communication. Then you have the people, like most of us do sometimes, we get caught and trapped. We fall down the rabbit hole and we wind up being on a platform for way more time than what we intended, and we find ourselves just scrolling numblessly, but that doesn't even make any sense. That's not even a word. Don't listen to me. But we basically become numb to what's going on, and we just fall, keep falling, and we don't even know that we're falling. We don't know what time it is, and we're just scrolling for no particular reason. I've done this before, and I've gotten trapped, and I've become conscious while in the fall, and it's one of the worst feelings, because you're like, man, I just wasted 20 minutes of my life doing absolutely zero, looking at this stupid video of somebody doing a backflip off of a car, whatever it is. I feel terrible whenever I do that, because that's 20 minutes that I could have been doing something productive. And so for the majority of us, and then you have those people that are actually online, they're actually selling something, they're actually creating awareness about a particular issue, or something that is, you know, near and dear to them, or a product or a service, what have you. There are those people that are doing that. And then some people are, you know, just posting content that, you know, is serving a particular community, you know, whether it be inspirational, whether it be, you know, photographers posting content that provides inspiration as well, but also just, you know, stir something creatively in people. So there are those people that do that. But the majority of people, I feel like, and I don't have numbers to back this up, so somebody, if you can find the numbers, please prove me wrong. But I believe that the vast majority of us, you know, like I said, 95% or more of the time that we spend on social media is either interacting with people that we could, you know, communicate with on the phone or face to face, or people that we don't know. But also it's falling through that rabbit hole. And so my tool, and something that I have put into practice in the past, and I am definitely going to be doing it very, very soon, but I want to update the way I do it, because, you know, I'm really focused on making music again, and I do want to create some sort of awareness for it. And these algorithms are crazy. I don't know if they have it set up to where if you don't communicate it at least once or twice a day, like your percentages goes down on how many people see what you have to say. So I'm trying to figure all that out. But each week, take a break each week from all of social media. And when I say take a break, delete the apps off of your phone. I don't know how many people access these apps from their laptops anymore. You know, occasionally I will. Very, very rare. But the majority of the time is spent on a mobile device. So delete those apps. Delete those apps. Take a break. You know, if it's not a day, if you don't go a day, take a break for, you know, half of the day, intentionally. That's the key, is to do it intentionally. Say from this time to this time, I am not touching or not getting on social media. And sometimes it's from this time to this time, I'm not even touching my phone. You know what I mean? Because we have to touch our phone or grab hold of our device to get to those platforms. And sometimes it's a habit just to reach down and grab the phone. So yeah, be very intentional about that. At least try to be intentional about that each week. take a break from social media. And then as time goes on, try to get better at doing that, you know, more times during the day, more times during the week, and let that thing grow to where your productivity has increased, and you're doing things outside of social media. Even like I said, sometimes we communicate on social media with people that we could have a conversation with face to face, or we could talk on the phone. And one of the things that and my mom talks about this all the time, because she's not really a texter, and she does, you know, she's on Facebook, but she's not like posting like that. And a lot of times she'll get a text message, and it irritates her because she's used to just talking to people on the phone. And we have, you know, scaled back to talking on the phone. And, you know, we don't even want to talk about meeting somebody in person. Like, that's all the way scaled back. A lot of our communication is either via text, or even if you have someone's number, you'll converse with them online, you know, via social media platforms before you send them a text. Like, one of the things that I really have thought about, like, when it's someone's birthday, you know, I struggle with posting happy birthday to them online, not because I'm like, oh, everybody's posting, I don't want to be, not because I don't, I want it to be more personable. Sometimes I feel like the posting online happens because, you know, two reasons, maybe more than two, but these are the two I can think of. One, because so many people are doing it, and you feel almost pressured to do the same type of post, whether it be a birthday, whether it be about some particular issue in the world that's going on. You feel this pressure to post about it. No one's, you know, telling you, hey man, you should do this or do that, but you just feel this pressure because so many people are already doing it, that you feel like you should do it as well. And then also, you know, it's the, I don't know what the word is or the term is for it, but when all of these people are posting about a particular person or about a particular thing online, it's almost, I guess, I don't know if it's the fear of missing out, but it's like, it's almost in a twisted way, you gain something from being attached to that particular thing. Whether it be a birthday, whether it be an RIP for somebody, whether it be, you know, a social matter or what have you, you feel, you know, that if you post about it, then people are going to see your post. And in some kind of twisted way, like I said, it's almost marketing for you, which is crazy to think. But that's the way the world is right now. That's the way things are moving. So whenever those things happen, I tend to say to myself, I struggle with, man, do I really want to post this online? Because I have this person's number. You know, sometimes it's somebody that I could take them out for some coffee, you know, for their birthday. You know what I mean? And so I want to get back to doing more of that. I do a lot of face-to-face meetings, but I want to do even more this year, instead of just conversing online with people that I could actually meet in person. So I don't have bullet points. I don't have this is number one and this is number two. I don't have that written out, but definitely take a break from social media during the week. Be consistent with it. Be intentional about it. You know, times of the day, times of the week. You know, and you could even, like I said, I'm updating the way I do things. You could even, you know, say on this day, I'm taking a break from these particular social media platforms. If you post across multiple platforms, take a break from a couple of them on a Monday, and then the next day you alternate. You know, or you might just want to do it just straight out, cut everything out. You know, it's whatever you have to do to increase your productivity. The goal is to increase your productivity and to increase the amount of times you have, you know, real human interactions where you're either face to face or you're hearing somebody's voice on the phone, you're FaceTiming, you're sending audio messages back and forth directly to someone, which I know some of that stuff you can do within the social media platform. But like I said, it's just, I don't know, it's just something about having someone's number that's a personal number, and you guys communicating, and going even beyond that, just meeting someone face to face, and talking to them where, you know, Google's not watching you and all these people are picking up on your words to try to sell you something after you get off of the conversation with this person online. Like, I've seen way too much of that to think that it's just a coincidence. That's definitely something that's going on out there. So be careful with that. But so definitely get offline or social media for a time. Be intentional about that and increase the amount of times that you have serious human interaction with people, whether it be face-to-face, whether it be on the phone. Reach out to people. Really take that seriously. That's something that I'm trying to do more of this year, trying to really be about that. So, those are the tools. I hope that was helpful for somebody. I hope that something that was said, you took something positive from it and you implemented. I'm definitely going to implement it and try to get better at it. And so I hope that you do the same. But yeah, thank you for listening. This is Dre Murray. This is the Dre Murray Podcast. Again, this is where I share my thoughts, my experiences in an effort to help you get to your destination, to your goals faster, and to, like I said in this particular episode, increase your productivity, increase the amount of stuff that you're able to do with the time that you have. So yeah, follow me online at DreMurray22. That's across all social media platforms. It's crazy that I'm plugging my social media as I'm telling you guys to take a break from social media. But again, that is the world that we live in now. Until I figure an alternative way out, that's where it is. But yeah, do that. I just dropped a single with KJ52 a couple weeks ago. I got new music coming from myself individually very, very soon. Lots of things recorded, working out what to release first and what have you. So you can check out my music that's already, has been released. You can go to Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, et cetera, Pandora page, my profile there. Listen to the music there. Support, please. Your support is very much appreciated. Thank you guys so much. I have a show in Washington, D.C. on the 24th of this month, which is within a week and a half or so. It's a Union Stage. You can check my profile online. I believe I have the link there for the concert. It's a free concert, but you have to, try to RSVP so we know how many people are coming. But yeah, it'll be myself along with co-founder of Black Gold Creative, the media company I started, Billy Wigginson. He'll be there, as well as DJ P-Dawg, who, he tours some with Reach, has done some heavy touring on his own, and, is someone that has been in the game for a minute. So definitely want to check that out if you're in the DMV area, or, if you're in New York, wherever you can, to wherever you are that's close where you can get to the venue in a good amount of time, I would say come through. I would love to meet you in person. Talking about human interaction, I would love to meet you in person. But if not, continue to listen to the music. Hopefully I'll see you soon. All right. God bless you guys. Peace.